Oh brothers, namaz will help you, namaz will to see Allah. Oh brothers, namaz will help you, namaz will to attain Jannah.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. The Prophet of mankind, the peace of our heart and mind, the most generous and kind, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, has narrated, anyone who recites durood upon me 3 times in the day and 3 times in the night, his sins committed during these times will be forgiven due to the blessings and barakah of sending salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Salatun wa salaman alayka ya sayyidi ya Rasulullah wa sallam alayka ya sayyidi ya Nabiyullah. Respected listeners and viewers of Madini channel, by the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, once again I welcome you to this beautiful silsilas on Madini channel regarding the laws of Salah. Alhamdulillah, once again, today we will discuss the blessings of Jama'at. We will discuss the blessings of Salah, the importance of Salah, what are the benefits of Salah. As we have heard in the previous episodes as well, what are the importance, but due to numerous ahadith, due to many virtues regarding salat, regarding namaz, regarding jama'at, this topic is extremely very vast. Indeed, we could not do justice just in a moment regarding salah. But just so that we may be reminded over and over, what are the barakah, what are the virtues and blessings of salah, we should be reminded. Yes, dear viewers of Madini channel, because the more you are reminded, the more you are told the importance of salah, surely we will stop neglecting our salahs. We will start protecting our namaz. Allahu Akbar. So, let me remind you once again that the very first question on the Day of Judgment, as we all may think, what would it be? Would it be this? That how much of money have you earned? How big was your family? Which country did you live in? This is not our maqsad. This is not our aim and objective in this dunya. But that question will be asked on the Day of Judgment. Allahu Akbar. It will be so severe, dear viewers of Madini channel. And unfortunately, it will be that question of which we have neglected the most in our lives. We have given no importance whatsoever. There are people that protect their salah. There are people that look after their namaz. They perform their salahs in its appointed time. But there are also people that really neglect salah. The time of salah has begun. The adhan has gone. The muazzin is calling the people towards the masjid. We, in other words, give more priority to our businesses, to our trade, to our affairs. No, I got to do this. I need to go there. I have this appointment. I have this work, I have that work. We give more priority to the work of the world than the work of the deen. Allahu Akbar. We forget that this is the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to perform our salah. So listen very attentively, dear viewers of Madini channel. The beloved and blessed Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, on the Day of Judgment, the very first question, the first sawal, the first question on the Day of Judgment that will be asked to man out of his deeds will be, about salah. Allahu Akbar. It will be about namaz. Ki, how did you protect your salah? How did you perform your namaz? It will not be about your trades. It would not be about your businesses. It will not be about the worldly affairs. Allah Azza wa Jal will ask you about your namaz, the first question on the day of judgment. If his salah is correct, he will succeed. But if it is incomplete, he will be disgraced and he will suffer the loss of this. Allahu Akbar. He will be embarrassed in front of all the people if he did not protect his salah, if he did not safeguard his salah. Ab aaj kal hume kis cheez ki parwa hai? Have we given priority to our salah? Nahi. We don't ever do that. Nevertheless, dear viewers of Madani channel, I want to give you more ahadith so that we can basically learn more about salah. We should know the blessings of salah so that when you read namaz with khushu and khudu, when you read your salah, you should feel the inner change in you. You should feel the barakah embracing you. Allahu Akbar. Listen to this blessed hadith of our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. He says, the Prophet of mankind, the peace of our heart and mind, the most generous and kind sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, the one who secures his salah, the one who protects his salah, will be noor. In other words, his salah will be noor. His namaz will be noor. Allahu Akbar. Evidence and salvation for him on the day of judgment. And the one who does not protect his salah, the one who abandons his salah, he does not protect his namaz, his salah, there will be no noor, evidence or salvation for him on the day of judgment. Allahu Akbar. And such a person will be kept with Fir'aun. Astaghfirullah. Such a person who used to neglect his salah, who used to miss his namaz, he will be kept with Qarun, Haman and Ubay bin Khalaf on the day of judgment. Allahu Akbar. We are Muslims. All your life you lived loving Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, loving his beloved blessed companions radiyallahu ta'ala anhum. And imagine you have this love, but we neglect our salahs, we miss our namaz. Aur marne ke baad qiyamat ke din in logo ke saath uthna hai, in logo ke saath hashar hona hai, and they will definitely go into Jahannam. Would you want to be raising up with them? You want to be resurrected with them on the day of judgment? Allahu Akbar. Dear viewers of Madani channel, time has come. This is the waqt. This is the time to repent in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Tahe dil se aap toba kar le, ki from today, I will read my 5 times salah ba jama'at with takbir-e-ula. Ye aap thaan lijiye. If you miss any other thing, there should be no taklif, there should be no problem. But when you miss salah, you should feel, I have missed my salah. Why did I miss it? We are Muslims on the day of, we are Muslims, dear viewers of Madani channel. This should be the attitude of those that love Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This should be the attitude of those who have closeness to our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. Listen to this very beautiful narration, dear viewers of Madani channel. Hazrat Sayyiduna Imam Muhammad bin Ahmad Zahabi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi narrates, some honorable scholars rahimahumullahu ta'ala say that the one who abandons salah will be resurrected with Fir'aun, Qarun, Haman and Ubay bin Khalaf on the day of judgment, because people usually abandon their salah due to wealth, rule, ministry and trade. Yehi to wujuhat hote hain namaz chhod dene ke. These are the reasons why one would miss his salah, because he's a ruler. Perhaps he's a trader. He's doing business. He's very busy. Allahu Akbar. So the one who abandons his salah due to being occupied with state affairs, will be resurrected with Fir'aun. Na'uzu billah. Astaghfirullah. The one who abandons his salah owing to his wealth, due to his wealth. Itna uske paas daulat hai ki din raat usi mein laga hua hai. He's only counting his money, he's only behind his wealth. Allahu Akbar. He will be resurrected with Qarun. on the day of judgment, his hashr, his resurrection, his raising will be with Qarun. And if the reason of abandoning salah is ministry, if this is the reason why he abandoned his salah, because of his ministry, he will be resurrected with Fir'aun's minister, Haman. And if the reason of abandoning salah is busyness in the trade, Allahu Akbar, he will be resurrected with Ubay bin Khalaf, the head trader of the unbelievers in Makkatul Mukarrama. Allahu Akbar. Dear viewers of Madani channel, when will we become namazi? When will we start giving priority to our salah? The moment the muazzin says, Hayya ala salah, we should immediately leave everything aside. Because that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that had given you barakah in your rozi, that Allah azza wa jal who had given you sustenance in abundance, so much of blessings in your rozi, He is the one. And in Him your yaqeen and your faith and your tawakkul lies. Then why do you want to leave salah? Why do we want to abandon our salah for trade, business, ministry, all these things? Everything have come from Allah and everything will return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. Dear viewers of Madani channel, listen to those people that love salah. Listen to those people. Listen about those people jo aashiqi namaz hai. They love salah and they could never compromise with salah no matter what. Koi bhi compromise nahi. Wo kisi bhi cheez chhodne ke liye tayar hote hain. Because now you are talking about salah. Now you are talking about namaz. Hazrat Sayyidina Ubadah bin Samit radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates, our Makki Madani Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, the one who makes proper wudu, stands for salah and completes its ruku and sujood and recitation, his salah says, may Allah Azza wa Jal secure you. May Allah Azza wa Jal, the salah will supplicate for him in the bargah and in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. The salah will make dua for you. Ya Rabbi Kareem. Oh Allah. The salah will make dua for you and say to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, may Allah azza wa jal secure you. May Allah azza wa jal protect you as you have secured me. Allahu Akbar. The salah is then elevated to the sky. And as the salah is elevated towards the sky, the doors of mercy are opened. Allahu Akbar. The portals of the sky are opened for it. And it is presented in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. And such salah intercedes for that musalli who had protected his salah. Not as these days we do. Hum masjid mein jaate hain. Firstly, dear viewers of Madani channel, there is no doubt ki we take out time to perform salah. Magar usme bhi hum kitni bakhili karte hain, kanjusi karte hain. Matlab wuzu kar rahe honge. We are making wudu, but our mind is not there. We are making wudu, but we are joking and laughing. Hum wudu kar rahe hain, magar sahi tariqa pata nahi hai. What are the sunan, a mustahabbat of wudu? What is the right way? What are the faraid of wudu? We rush our wudu. We perform our ablution, rushing. And thereafter, we rush for salah. Our wudu is incomplete. Maybe our namaz is also incomplete. How would that salah supplicate in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal for you? How would your salah ask in the barakah of Allah Azza wa Jal for Allah Azza wa Jal to forgive you, for Him to protect you? How would the merciful doors open for your salah on the skies if you do not protect your salah? Allahu Akbar. And listen very attentively. On the contrary, on the opposite, jo shakhs wuzu sahi tariqe se nahi karta, he does not perform his wuzu correctly, uske liye kaha jata hai, if he does not complete his ruku, sujood and recitation, the salah says, he performed his wudu incorrectly, and then ruku may be kanjusi. He does not perform its ruku as it's supposed to be performed. His sajda is incorrect. His recitation, his qiraat is incomplete. His salah says, may Allah Azza wa Jal discard you as you have restored me. The salah covered in darkness is then taken to the sky. The salah is then covered in darkness and taken towards the sky. Allahu Akbar. The portals of the sky are closed for it. And it is then bundled up like an old piece of cloth and thrown onto the face of the musalli. The salah is not needed. The salah is incomplete. It is unaccepted. And it is thrown onto the face of the musalli. Allahu Akbar. May Allah forbid. Dear viewers of Madani channel, let us now learn to perform our salah correctly. Let us give some kind of importance. Let's show some enthusiasm towards salah. Let's love our namaz. Let's give priority to namaz. I ask you, I humbly request you, if you want to learn about salah, there are hundreds of opportunities around you. Allahu Akbar. Da'wat-e-Islami is the solution. As there are many, many Madani qafilas in your country, in Sufi Nagar, in South Africa, throughout the world, specifically in South Africa, Johannesburg, Durban, Pretoria, Overport, Phoenix, all these areas Madani qafila is going around. This is the time, wherever you are, join your Madani qafila, because in these qafilas, come to the nearest markaz of Da'wat-e-Islami, and indeed, they will teach you about salah. What is the proper manner of reciting? Don't think that you are old, and in this age, what am I going to learn? No, this is the age for you to learn, dear viewers of Madani channel. This is a great opportunity for you to allow yourself to learn as well as your friends, your relatives, your children. Allahu Akbar. Listen to this great personality who had shown utmost respect for salah. What kind of respect? What kind of adab and what kind of priority would you call this? Allahu Akbar. Of those who never used to miss their salah. Itni muhabbat namaz se farmate, itni muhabbat. Allahu Akbar. Aap suniye to sahi. Allahu Akbar. This great personality. Hazrat Sayyiduna Maimun bin Mihran rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi entered a masjid. He rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi was informed. Jaise hi masjid mein dakhil huye, as he entered the masjid, it was told to him ki namaz is finished. Jamaat ho chuki hai. Jamaat is over and people have gone. Listening to this, he rahmatullahi alayhi suddenly uttered, without any delay from his tongue, he said, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Allahu Akbar. He then said, to me the congregational prayer is more important than the kingdom of Iraq. Allahu Akbar. Salah is more important to me. Salah has more priority and values than the values and the importance of Iraq, of this country. This was a statement he made. Such a great personality. Listen to Hazrat Sayyiduna Hatim Asam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, as he stated, once I missed my jama'at. One is to miss jama'at, and one is to miss your namaz completely. Ki waqt bhi chala gaya aur humne namaz hi ada na ki. Time has gone for salah and you never performed your salah. And one is this, that they only miss jama'at. So imagine how much of love they had for salah, dear viewers of Madini channel. Allahu Akbar. Day and night will come to an end, but the stories and the blessings of these pious predecessors will never come to an end. And it will teach you on every step of life how much of priority they had given towards salah. Listen to this great personality. Hazrat Sayyiduna Hatim Asam rahmatullahi ta'ala Ali stated, once I miss my jama'at, only Abu Ishaq Bukhari rahmatullahi ta'ala Ali came to pay condolence. Yani, I miss my jama'at. Meri jama'at chhoot gayi. Aur sirf ye shakhs, Hazrat Abu Ishaq Bukhari rahmatullah alayh, mere paas tashreef laaye. Aur matlab ye ki, he came to pay condolence. Ki, I'm really sorry. I'm so sorry you missed your jama'at. Allahu Akbar. Aur Hazrat Hatim Asam rahmatullah alayh farmate hain. He says, if my son had passed away, 1,000 people would have come to pay condolence. If I lost my son, if I lost my beloved son, then 1,000 people will come to tell me, I am sorry, please, may Allah Ta'ala give him a high status and this and that. but I missed my jama'at. Only one person came to see me. But the day I had lost my son, then maybe 1,000 people would have come to pay condolence. Allahu Akbar. Alas to people, the trouble of the world, the trouble of the world has become greater than the trouble of the deen. Allahu Akbar. Look and learn, dear viewers of Madani channel. Hazrat, I am giving you this narration so that you may become enthusiastic towards salah. So that you may start loving your namaz and stop missing your salah. Perform your namaz with takbir-e-ula after listening to this beautiful and honorable narration. Hazrat Sayyiduna Abdullah bin Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu has stated, Sayyiduna Umar Farooq Azam radiyallahu ta'ala anhu once went towards a garden. He once went towards a garden and people had offered Salatul Asr. When he rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi returned, upon this, he rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi recited, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un, and said, I missed my Asr jama'at. Meri Asr ki jama'at chhoot gayi. And who is saying this? Hazrat Umar Farooq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. When he returned back from the garden, he was so saddened. He was so sad upon this ki, why did I miss my Asr jama'at? Allahu Akbar. Therefore, he says, I make you witness that my garden is as a sadaqah for the poor. So it compensates for my action. Allahu Akbar. He given his garden. He given his property in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the ghuraba, for the poor people, to benefit from it as a recompensation, as a charity sadaqah, because he missed his asr jama'at. Allahu Akbar. And what is our condition, dear viewers of Madani channel? Where do we stand, dear viewers of Madani channel? Allahu Akbar. Have you observed the significance of jama'at in the eyes of our pious, holy predecessors, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh? That to them missing the congregational prayer was a bigger loss than losing wealth or children. If they lost their wealth, no takleef. If they lost their awlaad, their children, tab bhi koi takleef nahi. But here they miss a jamaat. Here they miss their namaz. They could not sleep at night. They could not be so free. And where are we? We are on the total opposite direction, dear viewers of Madani channel. We should learn to honestly take the serious, dear viewers of Madani channel. Amir Ahle Sunnat. Bani Dawati Islami, Hazrat Allama Maulana Abu Bilal Muhammad Ilyas Qadri Attar, Radhavi Damat Barakatuhum Ul Aliya, says very beautifully in his poetry. He says,
Me paancho namaze padhu ba jamaat, Me paancho namaze padhu ba jamaat, توفیق ایسا عطا یا الہی ہو توفیق ایسا عطا یا الہی میں پڑھتا رہوں سنت وقت ہی پر میں پڑھتا سارے نوافل ادا یا الہی ہو سارے نوافل ادا یا الہی دے شوق تلاوت دے ذوق عبادت دے شوق تلاوت دے ذوق عبادت رہو با وضو میں صدایا الہی رہو با وضو میں صدایا الہی میں پانچوں نمازیں پڑھوں یا با جماعت ہو توفیق ایسا عطا یا الہی.
آمین. So dear viewers of Madini channel, let's start loving our salah. Let's start performing our salah with jama'at, with takbir-e-ula in the nearest masjid. We should start going to the masjid and not only go alone. No, no, no. If you go to the masjid, like you take your children for shopping, like you take your children to the school, like you take your children to the parks and to the beaches and for picnics, like you take your children for drives, which is of no value. And they keep on reminding you, Abba, Ammi, I want to go there, I want to go there, because you had taken them so many times. Had you taken your children to the masjid, to bar bar bachche aap se kahenge, Abba, chalo masjid chale. Let's go to the masjid, because you should become a namazi and make your aulad as well as namazi. Dear viewers of Madani channel, I enhance, start performing your salah and do not miss. What is your Madani mission? What is your Madani maqsad? I must strive to reform myself and the people of the entire world. Inshallah, Azza wa Jal. Keep watching Madani channel. Ameen, ameen. Bijahin Nabiyil Ameen. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Oh brothers, namaz will help you, namaz will to see Allah. Oh brothers, namaz will help you, namaz will to attain Jannah.